Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers. Welcome to Murfreesboro Church. Grab a Heavenly Highway Hymns. Turn to page 296. 296. Good singing this morning. Turn to page 38. Page 38.
First and last verse on page 38.
Cast my every care. Thank you, Brother Brad. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
To all the ladies, happy Mother's Day today. I've been aggravating some of the gentlemen and saying happy Mother's Day to them, too. So you might find out, Lord willing, in our scripture, you may see some of that today in our lessons. Why? So it is good to see each and every one today. I hope you've had a good day. I hope all the mothers have been able to be blessed, that if you have your children available, you've been able to see them. I'm glad to see some of the children that we do not usually see here to be with us today. We are glad that you are visiting with us today. And we want all visitors to be welcome here at Murfreesboro Church. And we just want you to be blessed today for being in our services today. And I hope that the Lord will just grant you a great, great big blessing today in this service. I do want to make a quick announcement. I meant to mention this last week, and I kind of got behind on some things. We went to, of course, you know the church. We support Brother Monty Shoulders in his mission effort down in Belize. And we went to hear his report here a couple of weeks ago. And with that came a burden upon us. And the burden was that because of the sunlight down there, those people are losing their eyesight. And they like the rest of us. Without these things, I can't see y'all very well. I see you, but you're blurry. They are doing the same thing. And they're not able to afford glasses down there. So what I'm proposing to the church, if you can, we're going to start taking up any old glasses that you have. If you have just readers, if you have bifocals or something like that, we've got a small box set up back there in the back in the kitchen area for those. I announced this a couple of Wednesday nights ago, but I failed to mention it to the church. And I want you to, if you have any, just bring them and put them in there. We've got pairs laying around the house everywhere, readers, whatever. And if you can help these people out, we would love you to do so. And I think the Lord will bless you greatly for that. Some people have even went to Everything's a Dollar or the Dollar Store and just bought readers, just different powers. And that way those people down there at Belize can read their Bibles. We take it for granted that we can read, don't we? So keep these people on your heart here is what I want you to do. This is part of our mission effort, in other words, to make a donation, and then we'll make sure they get to Belize for those people to be able to read. So let's keep that in mind. With that being said, let's move on with our service today. We are glad to see each and every one here, and I appreciate your efforts being here today. We just want everything to be done in a way that would give God honor and praise today. Good to see everybody again, and we appreciate each and every one being in this service. And let's just pray that the Lord especially will be in this service. I think a lot of times we take it for granted that God's going to be in our service. Do we? There's times we do. We just take it for granted. Well, there's the people there. We're going to church. God will be there. But he likes to be invited. He likes to get an invitation. So today when we go to the Lord in prayer, this is going to be my prayer request for you, that you pray that the Lord will come and be in this service. Invite him to be here. Ask him for a blessing is what I want you to do. As we generally do, we ask one of the young people to come up and to read our prayer request for repeating our Sunday school. And so, Caden, I believe you're reading for us today. Brother Caden is.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This week's birthday is Rodney Scott, Fabian Stoy, Clay Holshoff, Suzanne Watson, Tanja Key, Ashley Scott, and Jonah Yates. This week's prayer request is Sister Sandy's nephew has heart problems, both soul and body. Remember all people in sad circumstances today. Pray for our service today, and especially our lost and lost everywhere. And happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Peggy.
Appreciate this. We want to go to the Lord in prayer here in just a few minutes. Do remember these prayer requests. Does anybody else have a prayer request on your heart this morning? Let's don't forget our lost ones. That's needful today, that we remember those in our church that are not saved. Let's keep them on our hearts today, and let's ask the Lord to please come into our service. Any other prayer requests to come before the church at this time? Yes, ma'am. Let's do remember the mothers of our servicemen. Let's do remember them in our prayers also. Somebody else? Appreciate each and every one being here with that prayer request. This is May. It is a month of memorial. Of course, the end of the month, we have Memorial Day. But we remember our veterans. We remember our service people during this month. We remember our loved ones that have done gone on during this month. But let's don't wait until Memorial Day to be thankful for our servicemen and women that have fought the fight for our freedom. Let's don't forget them in our prayers. Somebody else. We want to go to the Lord in prayer at this time. We ask everyone to please pray and pray for me today. I need your prayers today in this service. We want to call on one to lead us in prayer, but we want everybody to pray in your own way. Brother Randall, you start a prayer. Everybody pray.
Everyone turn over to page 42. 42. To page 45. Page 45.
Yeah.
the ladies. Ladies only, sing the two lines there. Ladies, thank you, church. We'll do one more song this morning. We haven't sung in quite some time. Turn over to page 66. 66.
Thank you, Sister Shirley. Appreciate you playing today. Appreciate Brother Brad's good song selection today. And I hope everyone has enjoyed the service thus far in this day. And let's be prayerful one for another. On this Mother's Day, let's have a time of remembrance. We kind of had our little Mother's Day get together last night. Patrick cooked for his mama and the family, and everybody else brought in everything. But Paul made mention that I had forgotten to dig out a picture for Sister Elaine to put on the board as far as our veterans are concerned, our family members, and everybody keep that in mind. But the kids got to looking through some old pictures and that I dug out looking for different ones. And as they was looking at it, they was commenting on this one and that one. It's pictures. And you kind of know what I'm talking about here, but I'll just say it this. My mother's been gone since 2002, my daddy since 97. And we were finding pictures of them, and our granddaughters, Heather and Hannah and Hope, just they didn't remember them. And so that is somewhat of a sadness of our part, that they don't get to reflect on those that's done gone by. So in talking about that, those different ones, we kind of related little stories about different ones of them. Well, they still don't get the full picture of that. But I want to encourage you today to remember the mothers, your mothers, that are not around for your grandkids, to that they may have a little bit of a knowledge about them. Now, I did not remember my daddy's mother, Mama Hackett. She was she died in 45, long time before I came along. But I told them a couple of little stories that they had told me, and that gave them a little bit of a picture of them. And one of the things that I told them about my great-grandmother is I did find an obituary. Now, she was a Cumberland Presbyterian. The church was there below our house that she attended. But I found the obituary that they wrote in the Presbyterian paper. I'm not talking about the local paper, but in the Presbyterian paper, they did an obituary on my grandmother. And it was, I'm going to say, about two columns about that long about her as far as her being a good Christian lady. Now, they believed in being saved. Don't get me wrong. That's the main thing. That let me know about her. That she was a saved woman, that she was a Christian lady. And that's something we need to pass along to our grandchildren that do not get to meet these. Pass along that information about what made them a good person, about their salvation. I forget who made this quote now. But he said, no greater blessing does a child have than to be born to a Christian mother. You know that feeling? No greater blessing does a child have than to be born to a good Christian mother. And that's a blessing that we should always remember and hold to in our lives. So keep that in mind. Anybody got anything on your heart before we get started in this message today? We always want to follow the Lord in each and every service. So we ask your prayers today. I'm praying for you that you'll do what the Lord would have you to do in this service today. I'm going to take my reading lesson from the book of Numbers today. We're not going to preach solely upon mothers today. I think you're going to see a reference to this in this message, if this goes the way I think it is, to our mothers today. But in the 11th chapter of the book of Numbers, you know the book, these first few books of the Bible, especially from Exodus to Deuteronomy, is talking about the children of Israel and their journey into the promised land. They were under the leadership of Moses. And we see this people. Hey, let's face it, folks. They were just like us. They are. They're just like a modern day church today. Our churches today. In that they are a people that are human beings, subject to temptations, subject to the things that, oh, it's just not going my way. I'm just not happy with what, I don't like the way Moses leads. I don't like the way this one is doing. Lord have mercy, I'm tired of this manna that God's providing for us. I still remember those cucumbers we had back there in Egypt. I do. I remember them. They was good. They was good for us. Are we not like that? Yeah, we're about like that. And so when that all of this was going on, and Moses is at the point of pulling his hair out, we'll just use that phrase. He is. He's at the point of pulling his hair out. He's the leader of these people, but yet he has got something upon him. But he is one that is, well, he's just about had it. We'll just say it that way. Start reading, if you would. I've got a little lengthy reading lesson, starting with verse 11. And it says, "And Moses said unto the Lord, Wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant, him, and wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Have I conceived all this people?" Remember, ladies, Mother's Day? "Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them, that thou shouldest say unto me, Carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth the suckling child." Remember what I said, gentlemen? Happy Mother's Day. "Unto a land which thou swearest unto their fathers. Whence come I, whence should I have flesh to give unto all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, Give us flesh that we may eat. I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness." He was getting pretty low, wasn't he? "And the Lord said unto Moses, Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take the spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone." That's our reading lesson today. Verses 11 through 17 for our reading lesson today. That coming from the 11th chapter of the book of Numbers today for a reading lesson. I'm going to talk about something today that really in our modern day, especially for our young people, I don't think they use this word a lot. A burden. They don't use that word a lot. I can remember as a kid, people, especially at church, talking about a burden being upon them. I can remember as a lost sinner being burdened down. But as I said, I don't believe that our young people today, they don't hear it that much. I'm not familiar with what they talk about in school and places like that. But I do understand. Sometimes it's hard to understand what a burden is. And in that today, I want us to take this to heart for our young people especially. A burden, especially here in this place, as Moses was, It was a burden upon him that God had laid upon him to take care of the children of Israel. That was his responsibility. God had called him out of the wilderness for this distinct purpose, to go unto this people of God that was in bondage in Egypt to deliver them out of Egypt. Now, to be honest with you, that was the easy part. Think about it. He went into Egypt. He went before the people, first of all, and he said, I'm sin of God to come here to deliver you. They had to believe him. Some did, some didn't. But then those people, he went up to Pharaoh and he told him, God sent me to deliver his people from you. Well, God gave him signs, and you know the signs, and he finally got down that he took that, it took the firstborn of all the children of Egypt for them to be delivered. And they went out, and then they got to the Red Sea, and what the scripture tells us, that Pharaoh changed his mind, and he started after them. And you know the story how God parted the Red Sea that they could go across on dry ground. Now, after that, they started to Mount Horeb, where they got the law, where they got the instructions to build a tabernacle that they could worship at. They got the instructions on what to do as a people that they could know how to worship God, how to live their lives. But yet, like I said, these people are just like us today. Dissatisfied, always hungry, always lusting for the things that they shouldn't be desirous of. But God blessed them still. He gave them flesh at this time. And I'm not going to get into that part. But I want you to see this burden that Moses had for this people. First of all, he loved them. Now, one of the things about a burden is that you love them. All right, ladies, you that are mothers, before that child was ever born, did you not love that child? I know that feeling. As fathers, we love that child before we even see them. But the fact of the matter is, it's stronger with the ladies. It is. It's stronger with the mothers of those children. And there is those times when that we as men, yes, we're loving them, we're praying for them, we're desiring for them, those children, to grow, to do right, to do good in our sight in all things. But I don't believe it's ever as strong to fathers as it is mothers. Am I not right? Now, in this today, I want us to keep in mind the burden of the mother, first of all. How that the mother waits upon the children. Yes, there were times when that I was growing up, waiting for the children and awake and waiting for them. But I'll guarantee you, she waited up more than I did. All of you mothers know what I'm talking about. The nights when the kids were away, the nights when that they were out of sight, and you wondered where they were. And that is what a burden is. For you young ones, I'll put it in this way. It is like when you as a child, or you as a person, I should say it that way, you have a friend that you care deeply about. And that person, maybe at that time, maybe they come up with a strange sickness. Maybe you saw them get hurt in some manner. You know, something somewhat drastic. Maybe they fell and they broke their arm. At that moment in time, you had a great compassion for that person, that friend of yours. And you had such compassion for them. You wanted to help them more than anything else. You wanted to take care of them. If it was, like I said, a broken arm or a broken leg, you wanted to help them. You either wanted to go get help or you wanted to pick them up one or the other. That is a short version of what a burden is. That's a short version. Now, imagine, if you would, that burden getting longer. Imagine that burden getting heavier. And if you're thinking about one that has been sick, a friend of yours that has been sick, maybe it's a family member of yours that has been sick for so long, and you see them just going down physically. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe they stood straight for a while. Maybe they couldn't get up as easily as they used to. Maybe you saw them run and now they can't run. And your heart ached for that person. And that person just ached, you ached for them. You wanted to help them in some way or some fashion. You see, that's what Moses was talking about. He had a people that he felt like he was like a mother to, that he had given birth to them. You see, he was a man that had a great heavy load upon him. And because of that, he got to the point, Lord, just separate me. Take this burden away, in a sense, was what he wanted to do. But yet he still loved them enough to carry on, to keep going further with that burden, to keep pleading for those people. Now, as we're talking about this burden today, I've got another one for you. Turn to the 23rd chapter of the book of Jeremiah today. 23rd chapter of the book of Jeremiah. And really, in a sense, this is the context of our message today. The main thought of our message today is in this 23rd chapter. In this book, Jeremiah was speaking the words of our Lord. He had been talking about the false prophets that were out there and how that God was not pleased with them and how that Jerusalem and those people that were there were not listening to God. And God puts these words out. And when this people or a prophet, preacher, or a priest, religious people, shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of the Lord? Now, that's my question here today. What is the burden of the Lord? What are you passionate about today? What are you bearing within you today? What is going on in your life as far as worshiping God, as far as serving this church, as far as worrying about these that are lost in our group today? What is the burden of the Lord? Now, we're going to talk about the burden of the Lord here in just a minute, but I want you to see another portion of this verse here. He says, when they say, what is the burden of the Lord? And I think there should be an if in front of this. He says, thou shalt say, then shalt thou say unto them, what burden? What burden? Now, I know today, I've heard different ones in here. I'm going to point this one out. Especially Brother Tom has made comments. I'm afraid we're not burdened enough for the lost. He's made that comment to me at different times, even to you. I'm afraid we're not burdened enough for the lost. Are we burdened enough for the cause of God? Are we burdened enough for the church itself? Now, what Jeremiah was saying here, when they say, what is the burden of the Lord? If we have that kind of a question, what burden? What burden? Listen to what the Lord said. I will even forsake you, saith the Lord. Do you want the Lord to forsake you? Do you want the Lord to forsake the church? Do you want the Lord to forsake these lost ones? Lord, help us today. As we are thinking about what burden today and what the burden of the Lord is today, I want to first say, and I originally thought that I would go especially to the book of Galatians, but I want to turn back, if you will, for just a moment here to, let me get to my place here. 38th chapter of the book of Psalms. And this verse here, I said a while ago, we especially think of the lost having that burden. And what I mean is that burden that there is something that is inside of you that causes trouble. You know, really in church, we think that we should come into church and be at ease, be at comfort in church. But ladies, when you were mothers of your little children, were you not burdened at times for them while they were out of your sight? And I'll say truthfully, did you not keep that burden even until now? I know that. The old saying is, when they're little, they're on your toes. And as they grow older, they get up on your heart. They step up on your heart. They stay up on your heart. And we as a church today, we are to be the mothers unto them because of their heaviness. And what he said, as far as those that are sinners, Psalmist said, for mine iniquity is... mine iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. Now, what I want you to get out of this verse today is when the burden of the Lord gets so strong upon you, I want you to take it to the place where it matters, and that is to the Lord himself. You need to carry it to him. When you get into a pool of water somewhere and you're at the point where that you feel like you're going to drown, you reach out to somebody and you reach for help. And the one you need to reach to is the Lord. It is to the Lord that you need to reach to. He is the one that will help you with that burden. Now, when you have these burdens today, if we want to look for just a little bit to the book of Galatians and the sixth chapter. Now I'm going to start with the second verse. He says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now, the first part here is, bear ye one another's burdens. Now, the way that I liken that today is, we are never to bear a burden by ourselves. You know, that's one of the great parts of a marriage. A mother does not bear the burden of the child alone. When husband and wife together, father and mother, if you will, when the child is in need, they bear the burden together. When the child is sick, they are both there taking care of that child. Even though it is a time that they seemingly cannot help the matter. There was times when I took care of the kids when that Paula wasn't around. Maybe she had to be somewhere or something like that. Usually I didn't do as good a job as she did. Usually we teamed up together. If one of the kids got sick, she'd take care of the kid, and I'd take care of the cleanup. She's grinning. She knows what I'm talking about. For lack of better words, my stomach was stronger than hers. You know what I'm talking about. But the fact of the matter, there was times when we took care of it by ourselves. But the fact of the matter is, when two work together, there is more done. It's more quickly seen. That's why the apostle said, bear ye one another's burdens, thus fulfilling the law of Christ. Now, what is this law of Christ? What is it today? Jesus told the early church, I give you a new commandment. I give you a new commandment, is what Jesus said. And he said, that ye love one another. You know, that was his law to the church. He said that you should love one another. When I talked about the burden of Moses, there was a love that was there. When I made the comparison of your mothers taking care of you, that was love that was involved in that. In that comparison, you will see that love is there. Now, we as a church today, if we have love one for another, Jesus said, thereby shall they know you. How does a child know his parents? How does he know who that real mother is? You know, the scripture tells us of a real mother in the days of Solomon. Two women in the same place together. No husband around. And the two women had children each. The one woman, her child died. And in her lust for life, she took the living child from the other mother and put it in her bed and took the dead child and put it in the other woman's. When she awoke, she had found that child dead. And out of grief, she started grieving. My child is dead. But then realizing it wasn't her child. The argument got to be so strong. This is my child. The living's mine. No, the other one said, no, that's my child, the living is. It went all the way to King Solomon. King Solomon heard the argument. The two women, both you would say, arguing over a living child. You know what Solomon's saying? Bring me a sword. They laid the child out there. He said, I'll cut it in half. We'll give one half to each mother. They can each have one. Well, you might say, well, that's cruel. It would have been cruel, wouldn't it? But the mother, the true mother, her bowels, her heart, they fashioned upon that child the love for it. She'd rather it live in the hands of the not true mother than to be a dead child. And she said, no, don't kill the child. Give it to her. The other woman said, I don't care. It don't matter to me. You know what the burden was? The burden was the living child for the real mother. You know what he did? Solomon didn't kill the child. He said, give it to that woman. She's the real mother. How'd he know? Because she loved the child. She had compassion upon it. It was hers. And she knew it was. Now, what I'm saying is today, we as a church today, how much do we love today in our burdens for these that are lost? How much love do we have for one another today in that we are willing to help our brothers and sisters? We may not have a particular burden for someone in particular. We may not have a very definite person that we want to see saved, someone helped. But when brother so-and-so says, pray, when sister says, this one is in need, we are to bear that burden together. We may not know that person. We may not be able to know who they are. They're not in front of us. But we know the heart of those in the church. We are to know their heart and their burden. I liken it a lot of times to a weight of a burden. Any of you ever pick up a sack of potatoes? Oh, I'm not talking about one of them 5-pound bags. I'm talking about a bigger bag. 10 pounds? I'll pick up one bigger than that. Some of you boys, you probably work out on weights and you pick up what maybe 50 or 100 pounds and maybe put it over your head. You may take more than that and put it up there somewhere. But pick up a 20 or 30 pound bag or something and start walking with it and carrying it. I had an uncle that man made a wager, forgive this, but he said, I'll give you 100 pounds of sugar if you can put it on your shoulder and carry it home and never put it down. This was years ago. Now, 100 pounds just putting it over your head, yeah, that's a pretty good feat. You put a 100-pound sack of something on your shoulder and walk for 3 miles. I'll try it a mile. I'll try it as far as you can go sometime. My uncle put it on it. He was stingy enough that he was going to do it or bust. That's fact. He put it on his shoulders, and I think it was almost 3 miles that he walked up a holler, up his holler, and by the way, there's uphills and downhills in that way. It was not like the pavement out here. It was more like walking through the grass. It was places that was hard to go through. And in doing that, he carried it all the way to his kitchen before he set it down. I don't want to try it. I do good to do 50-pound bags. for a little ways. But then again, we are to bear these burdens that are before us. Some of you young people are saying, well, why are we talking about these weights? Why are you talking about a bag of potatoes or something like that? To try to get it into your mind, sometimes the burden of carrying a person, not on your shoulders, but in your heart, it's a heavy load sometimes. And when your mothers carried you, when you carried that individual in your heart, by your prayers, by your actions, by your desire to see them saved. You know, one of the things that I saw when Aubrey was seeking the Lord not too long ago was how that her cousins and brothers and sisters, they got around her, and you saw the love that they had for them. I can remember during our revival, after Caden had gotten saved, I remembered when the other kids went to the altar. I saw the concern in his face. I saw that. I won't build up these in particular, but I've seen this through the years. But there's still that desire for those souls. And whether you believe it or not, I believe it's still there. It's still there as a desire for you to be saved, as a desire for them. Now, bear ye one another's burdens. We're talking about helping out. You ever had something awkward picked up? I remember Heather's backpack. She kept every book in her backpack. It was loaded down heavy. You pick it, I pick it up. She put it on her shoulders and walk off with it. Have you ever picked up something heavy like that and you just didn't know if you'd go any further and somebody came along, let me help you? And they took one side. Maybe they just helped one little piece up. They helped you a little farther down. Oh, it gave a great relief to you, didn't it? It gave you something that you could go a little bit farther. It let you know that somebody else cared enough to give you a hand to help you in that time where you couldn't handle it no more. They helped you. Maybe a third person came along, took part of that load over. Maybe a fourth. And you all got it to the place a lot faster, didn't you? You got it there quicker. You got the job done quicker. Bear ye one another's burdens. When Moses was crying out to the Lord for help in that day, he said, this burden is too strong for me. The Lord said, go choose you out 70 men of the elders of the people. He said, bring them before me. He didn't ask for volunteers. Did you notice that? He said, go choose you out 70 men that you know. Hey, you ever had somebody come to you? Will you pray for me? I'm talking personally. Ever had somebody walk up to you? Brother, I'm in trouble. I got to have some help. I've got this on me. Will you help me? You ever had somebody walk up to you and say, my child's lost. Will you pray for them? That's what Moses was being instructed in that day. Yeah, they had a lot more duties that were there. But what God was doing, he was showing the people Moses needs help with his burden, and he provided that help. You know what? If you can't find nobody else to help you with your burden, holler at me. I may not be the one that can make the job the easiest. I may have to bring somebody else with me. But my friends, today, the idea is we're to bear the burdens of the people that are there. Moses in that day was pointing out he needed help. Do you need help with your burden? Maybe your burden today is your wife, your husband. Maybe your burden today is your child that's sick. Maybe your burden today is not either one of those, but a lost child. Maybe it's a lost brother or sister. Maybe it's something like that. What is your burden today? What is the burden of the Lord today? Did you answer yourself? What is the burden of the Lord today? Remember what I said a while ago, that verse said? If you say, what burden? I want you to think about that. If you say, what burden? I'm going to use this word. Here's my dare for you. You know what a dare is? Most of us older ones do, I think. Maybe the kids still would. I don't know. It's kind of like, I dare you to try me. You know, it's a challenge. Ask the Lord for one. In that movie, there's a movie in Christmas time. Truthfully, I despise a movie, to be honest with you. But there's one scene I do like in that. And that's when them kids all gathered around that boy and said, I dare you to do this. He said, nah. He said, I double dog dare you. You know what that means? He's doubling it. Are you man enough to ask God, can I help? Are you big enough to say, Lord, I want to help somebody. I want to pray for so-and-so more. I haven't got a sinner on my heart. Lord, put somebody on my heart. Who would you like to see saved? Who would you like to see helped? Huh? Would you like to see Brother Brad help with singing? Hey, there's times he needs help. Would you like to see one of these people praying? Would you like to help one of them? Huh? Would you like to help them? Would you like somebody just to come to you and say, please? I'm not talking about please for a cookie or a cake or something like that. Please help. What is your burden? What is the burden the Lord gave you? Brother Brad, I'm about done. If you do not have an answer for that question, you don't want the Lord to forsake you first and foremost. If you do not have a burden, if you do not have a responsibility for somebody, if you do not have enough love for somebody to want them, to help them, if you do not have that kind of love to take on part of that burden that they have, you may not like this statement. You need to get down here and start praying. You do. We need to get down here and start praying that we are loving each other enough to love them enough to help them to see these others saved, to see these people in need. We need to be on our knees. Never mind the song, Brother Brad. That ain't what the Lord wants. Anybody want to join me down here and pray? Let us pray. This is a good place to pray. Will you pray with us today? Our all-wise and heavenly Father, I thank you, dear God, for your blessings today, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, for helping me out with this message today, Lord. And Lord, I thank you, dear God, that you see our burden, dear Lord. And Lord, I pray that we will continue to grow this burden, Heavenly Father. That, Heavenly Father, there may be 70 step up, dear God. And that, Heavenly Father, that the Spirit may be upon them, dear Lord. Lord, I know my burden is not as strong as it needs to be, dear God, even though it is strong. But, Lord, I want it to grow stronger, dear God, upon each and every one here. That, Heavenly Father, that burden may be shared. That, Heavenly Father, that we may see great things, dear Lord. Lord, I think about these kids that's lost. Lord, that's my greatest burden, Heavenly Father, as I look into their faces, dear Lord, and I see them in their trouble, dear Lord. They may try to hide it, I know so much, dear God. But, Heavenly Father, I know they're hiding from you, dear God. And, Heavenly Father, I pray that you would break their hearts, dear Lord, that they, Heavenly Father, might come down to a place where that they would seek you, dear God, to the saving of their souls. Dear Lord, I pray that this church, Heavenly Father, may get a stronger burden upon them, dear Lord. That, Heavenly Father, that we may come together today, dear Lord, with our hearts unto thee. Lord, I know we have so many responsibilities, Lord, in this life. I know there's work. I know there's things, there's activities that our kids do. But, Heavenly Father, I know the greatest burden of all, dear Lord, is those lost souls. I know the greatest burdens, Heavenly Father, fall within this wall. Dear Lord, I pray that, Heavenly Father, that we may be burdened. I'm praying, Heavenly Father, for those that will share in that burden, dear God, that, Heavenly Father, that we may get them upon our hearts, Heavenly Father, that, dear God, we would truly show your love today, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, dear God, for your mercies, Heavenly Father, in this time. Heavenly Father, let's come together, dear Lord, and asking for that burden, dear God, that it would be strong upon us, Lord, that we might have the responsibility, dear God, to call upon you on those behalves, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, if it's people in this church that have needs, dear Lord, I'm talking about members, saved members, Lord, I pray, Lord, that we can help them in this time, Heavenly Father. That, Heavenly Father, that we can just come together in such a way, dear Lord, to love one another enough. That, Heavenly Father, we can be about your business, Heavenly Father, showing what we need to be, that these sinners might see us, Lord, and love what they see enough to want to be like us, dear God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for these things, for it's in thy name I do pray. I'll say amen. Anybody got a burden on your heart now? Anything upon your heart? This has not been a joyful Mother's Day message, has it? Mothers, I commend you for bearing the burdens that you have.
I pray that we all take that to heart and extend that burden to this church, to these that are here. Anybody got a word on your heart? Everybody ready to go home? I pray that we will thank God for our mothers today. Mine's been gone for a long time now, but I still thank God for her. Take advantage of the one who bore you through all the trials, through all the tribulations that you put her through. Thank God for her today. Everybody's ready to go home? Remember Brandon. Remember Brandon. 223, Brother Brad. I want to follow the Lord here today.